here. It's the end of April, and there's parts of our listening audience that have snow. Now, my inclination would be to vent a little bit about that, snap a little, have a little, therapy, on-air therapy here, and, sort of say, can this be? Is that possible? But I think that would just succumb to what, you're expecting us to do and probably what will be going on. If I were in Watford City today, I'll be there a little later on today. I'm not there yet, but I'm going to go see firsthand if this is accurate, that there's some 7 inches of snow. I'm going to resist with every fiber of my being the urge I have to sort of let it all out here. Light snow mist in Williston. What is a snow mist exactly? 34 degrees at this hour. Light rain mist in Bismarck at 37. Dickinson overcast 33. Minot 34 and rain mist. Garrison 32 and overcast. Hettinger 33 degrees and overcast. Bowman 33 and overcast. Jamestown the rain mist as well. Devil's Lake overcast and 30. There's just a lot of blah, blah, blah out there. 38 in Grand Forks and rain mist. Fargo rain mist and 40 degrees. Can I find anything pleasant here? Let's see. Miles City, Montana, 42 degrees and partly cloudy. I guess we got to go, we actually see some sun in Miles City. So thank you, Miles City. Aberdeen overcast, 42. Lemon, 32. Sioux Falls, light drizzle mist, and 48. I'm looking. I can't find any, folks. And a fair amount of snow in the oil patch today. It's out there. Anyway, welcome to a Monday edition. Monday by my calendar, if it's right, the 28th day of last Monday of April, 28th day of April today.
Hey, I've been saying for months that it was going to snow on May 3rd, my wedding day.
Just to really get back
at
you?
We're close.
Yeah.
Just to make sure I remember my wedding day.
And I'm trying to turn over a new leaf and not let all this, long winter and extended winter into spring, I don't want to become that guy, just sort of always belly aching about the weather. It's one of the pleasant things about where we live, that you just never know what a day will bring. And there is no sense of normal, so I guess I'll resist all urges I have today. And let you do the venting if you wish. To join us on the program today, here's the telephone number, 855-200-1776. And as of this moment, we can take your calls off the air. And we love them at 855-200-1776. Press extension 1. We're going to talk on the program today with the sheriff of Burley County about two things. One, at your suggestion, we're going to find out what the rules are when somebody breaks into your home. How far can you go in defending yourself? Want some law enforcement advice? You ask for this, you'll get it today on the program. We'll also ask about the proposed new combined Burley and Morton County jail and the need for it, and the sheriff's views on how you ought to vote when that comes up on the program today. He'll be here at the bottom of this hour. Next hour, Ron Ness will be here from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. He'll take your questions or comments. If you'd like to get those in on any and all topics, you can do that now, too, at 855-200-1776. When you call, just press extension 1 and sound off. It's 855-200-1776. And just go through this little mental exercise where you're stepping up onto a soapbox letting your voice be heard. Just put yourself in that spot like the Lincoln-Douglas debates, People gathered around. By golly, you're going to give us your great wisdom. And we know there's plenty of it in the What's on Your Mind audience.
You are old. I don't think everybody remembers the Lincoln-Douglas debates, but...
Well, they heard about them in history class, didn't they?
Slept through them in history class.
Probably a soapbox, too. Do people know what a soapbox is?
No, it comes in bottles these days, doesn't it?
Yeah, you have to step up on one of those things and slide off right away, and it, really wouldn't work. I mean, I imagine in the old days, a soapbox was like a crate, right? It was like,
Yeah, because if you step on a box that a bottle of soap comes in, you don't go up very far, so you probably squish it.
Anyway, I hope there's some people that prove that I'm not a dinosaur out there that know what the heck I'm talking about. The point is this. The microphone is yours when you call 855-200-1776. It's your moment in the spotlight to shine and let us know your views. That's why we call the show What's on Your Mind. 855-200-1776. On Friday, we revealed we had some phone issues with our engineering folks, and so that's why the numbers are a little different than they normally would when you'd call what's on your mind or the K-Fire Cafe or any of the other usual numbers. So it's 855-200-1776. Press extension 1 when you call. All right. Before we get to those two hot topics on the local front, one, oil and gas development, a lot of calls on Friday. Slow it down, slow it down. Although they were a minority of calls, and I believe that's a minority viewpoint. But, you know, good time to talk about that, given some of the discussion about flaring and infrastructure catching up and all the rest when we have the president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council here. So a good time to talk about that. And obviously at the bottom of the hour, another topic that dominated a lot of our discussion last week, defending your home and how far you can go. A lot of that in the focus because of a story that's become national in Minnesota. So we'll talk with the sheriff about that. In the meantime, here's a story nationally that's sort of dominating. And how many L.A. Clipper owners are there that you know? How many people do you know that would espouse a view like this Donald Sterling from the L.A. Clippers? If you've missed this story, I can put it in a nutshell for you. The guy is, he's a dinosaur. If I'm a dinosaur, you know, I'm talking about Lincoln Douglas debates and soapboxes, this guy's a dinosaur, okay? And because he evidently is a blatant racist. How do we know this? Well, there's a recording of him having conversations with his girlfriend, suggesting that she not bring black people to games. And I guess we have to assume this is him, right? They're saying it's him, but he has some history there, so it's probably true. And he owns an NBA team. There's a silent protest among the team owners, among the team members, rather, about the owner, which I'd understand. Tells his girlfriend on tape he doesn't want her to bring blacks to a Clippers game. Well, that's a little odd. You own a team in which you have black people that help you win games. So, you know, why would you be biased again? You know, anyway, if this is who it is, the guy's racist, right? He's an idiot. And by the way, there'll be ramifications for this because you can't own an NBA team and say stuff like this. Okay? Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, to a certain extent, our current president, in my view, will use a moment like this to say, see, America's still racist. I don't believe America is racist.
You notice that his wife is now chiming in?
What'd she say?
Well, that he is basically a racist and stuff. But there was a girlfriend and now there's a wife.
Yeah, we got some real character questions with this guy. There's a whole host of things not to like with this guy. Here's my point. I think you and I know very few Donald Sterlings. Okay, if you live in Sterling, for instance, how many Donald Sterlings are there? How many people think like that? And I'll bet it's a lot less than it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 50 years ago. I think people like this, you know, are a super minority.
God, I hope so.
No pun intended. And
it's because he nice choice of words there, Scott.
I know. But what I think is going to happen here is, Jesse Jackson, who already is, cracking up the we're prepared to rally. The remarks have been condemned, and that's great. They ought to be. Magic Johnson should speak out. He said he ought to sell the team. President Obama has weighed in. You know, here we go. Crank it up. Crank it up. Crank up the, we're the victim. We're the victim. And I don't think the reality suggests we have a problem. I think we got an idiot here who said some things he shouldn't, who's clearly a racist, who the NBA will deal with harshly. Leave it at that. My take is there's not many Donald Sterlings left. Am I right or am I wrong? Am I Pollyannish? Am I seeing the world through rose-colored glasses here? Please tell me. 855-200-1776, extension 1. I want to know. That's what I think is the real story, because it will. This will dominate the news. Here's an emailer's take on it. So, Scott, who gives a rip about this guy? Who gives a rip about him? Well, I hear you. But I guarantee you, this is going to be a big story. He says, who gives a rip about the Clippers owner and his bigotry? I thought this was a free country that guaranteed free speech. Since when has bigotry been outlawed? It hasn't been. I'll let him finish before I give my comments. The players will not miss a game, because if they did, they'd probably be in violation of the fat contracts. If they abhor Sterling so much, how about refuse to take his tainted, bigoted millions? Yeah, fat chance. If they don't like it, I'll bet they can go to free agent after their contracts expire. I'll wager Sterling would have no problem fielding a team next season. I'll wager there are plenty of basketball players, both white and black, that would gladly overlook his bigotry for a chance to play NBA basketball for half of what his current payroll is. I used to love basketball. Matter of fact, I even coached it. But today, I wouldn't walk across the street to see an NBA game. Fed up. All right. There you go, folks. Another person's take. You tell us at 855-200-1776. Am I all wet? Or is this guy in the super minority? And this story will get way more attention than it deserves, including from us, by the way. Let us know what you think. More coming up. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is once again sponsoring a See for Yourself tour July 14th through 18th for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. The tour includes visits to North Dakota State University's Commodity Trade Room in Fargo, North Dakota's port services and train yards in Minot, the shipping terminal at the Port of Grays Harbor in Aberdeen, Washington, and an aquaculture facility in Washington State. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed by the Soybean Council. All North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself tour by or before April 30th. Simply log on to ndsoybean.org to apply or contact the North Dakota Soybean Council office at 701-239-7194.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
Douglas debate, that thing that you were just talking about, that just shows my stand on why our people in this country are historically illiterate. Anyway, this is Nancy. Have a good day. Bye.
Well, that was sort of my point to say, if you don't...
I'm not disputing that.
Yeah, if you don't know what a Lincoln-Douglas debate is, I'm not sure it's up to us to be the history teachers here. Scott and Todd in that capacity probably wouldn't do you much good, but I would hope that, you kids would have picked that up in school, is what I'm saying. Anyway, appreciate the call. It might prove exactly what you're saying there. 855-200-1776. Press extension 1 when you call. Here's some of the Facebook comments, by the way, on this. We asked, what do you think ought to happen to the guy? If you're meeting out the punishment here, this guy, What ought to happen to him? And does it surprise you people think this way? And I'd add one more. Is this not a minority view? Nathan says, okay, well, I completely disagree with him. That's all that needs to happen. Everyone can and should show disagreement. Since when should people be punished for how they feel or what they believe? We punish actions, not words or thoughts. He's a degenerate, but he believes what he believes. Enough said. The email earlier said, you know, since when is bigotry outlawed? It's not, and nobody suggests that he goes to jail or be punished. However, I think the difference is here, you and I don't own an NBA team. This guy owns an NBA team, and guess what? That is going to cause an issue for him with the NBA. All right? Yeah. So, hey, Todd, there's another one here I'm going to have you play, if you would. Wouldn't mind. Since we're doing this on the fly here today. Somebody wanted to weigh in on this issue, and it's a call that came in during the break that I totally agree with, that where we're gonna end up going with this now, and the distraction that it's gonna cause. He actually even has a term for this. All right, and completely agree. Your chance to weigh in at 855-200-1776. Before I do that, before Todd plays that, let me read you another email. First of all, this country has free speech and broad freedom. This man's beliefs and attitudes are disgusting. Free speech gives him the opportunity to express his own disgusting beliefs, and broad freedom gives the citizenry the opportunity to respond to him as desired. That's why I love this audience. You're able to weigh this. You don't have your hair on fire. You're not running around jumping up and down like many in the media. This country will self-manage and handle on a personal level this kind of thing. Unless he's a big Democratic donor, I suppose there will be congressional hearings with him next week. Says Becky. Thank you. Here's that call I was talking about that I think gets it as well.
It's downloading.
Oh, it's downloading. All right. Sorry. What does that mean, downloading, Todd? Do you want to explain the lingo here today on the program?
Yeah. Okay, I'm hang on.
You're downloaded?
I am now downloaded.
Let's upload. Yes, right. Listen.
Yeah, Scott, this is Gordy from Fargo. I just wanted to weigh in on this Clippers story. It has a very, very high DF rating, which is distraction factor. Every story in the media now has that rating. How much is it going to distract from all the serious stuff that's happening surrounding this administration? And the liberal media puts that DF rating on every story that they can find to distract from things like Benghazi, Fast and Furious, all these other major failings of the current administration. And so if they can find a story that they can use for a week or so in the media to distract from all these terrible things that are happening to our country from this current administration, they will use it. So the high DF stories that have been out there recently have been the Malaysian airliner, this racist idiot from the Clippers, all these other stories that will distract people away from what's really important. So I just wanted everybody to understand that whenever you see a story in the mainstream media that has absolutely nothing to do with anything important, just remember the distraction factor rating, and that the liberal media will put a high DF rating on any story that can keep people away from what's important. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Very good. Appreciate the call. 855-200-1776 is our toll-free telephone number. You agree with that, caller? First of all, I agree this is a distraction. And guess what? We're talking about it, right? Because it's in the news. And one emailer just said, why don't you tell us that this guy, this Sterling, is a big-time Democratic Party donor? I didn't even know that part of the story. I guess I didn't, I wasn't effectively.
I hadn't heard that either.
Distracted. This whole story is just a diversion from Obama and all the Democrats' problems. Here's the deal, though. In order to believe that this is a plot, I guess, to distract us from the big stories, then this guy has to what? Say all this stuff, know that his girlfriend's recording, and then putting it out? You buying that, Todd?
What I want to know is, what does his wife say about his girlfriend?
Yeah,
I know it's a whole different can of worms.
This guy has a whole host of issues.
It's a whole different aisle in the supermarket here. But all weekend long we heard about this girlfriend, and now all of a sudden a wife is coming out. Really?
And confirming that the guy is a racist, too, I guess.
Much closer to his age than the girlfriend was. I hate to point that out.
But anyway, what I'm saying is I agree it's a distraction. I don't think it's some sort of grand conspiracy theory.
Right. It's not an intended distraction. There's a difference. I don't think...
I mean, and I
think is the accusation that the White House put this out there to take attention off the White House? I don't buy that for a second.
Yeah, I mean, it's just too far-fetched to say how you would, how you'd go about, doing all that. You just couldn't. So I might sound like I'm flip-flopping here, but I'm agreeing it. I'm agreeing it becomes a distraction.
That's twice this year you've agreed with Obama now.
I'm not agreeing. I'm not agreeing that this is somehow orchestrated to be a distraction.
Right.
I hope that makes some sense. Okay, good. It does.
Makes sense.
All right, good. A couple other calls weighing in here at 855-200-1776. Go ahead and let us know what you think.
Yep. Good morning, Scott, on What's on Your Mind. Your current caller right now has nailed it. Thank you.
And I would assume he's talking about the distraction factor caller. And I completely agree. It's a shiny object that detracts from the things we ought to be talking about. Completely agree, but that's not going to change whatsoever. 855-200-1776 on the program, and we have another.
It's coming, so is Christmas.
Download, upload issues?
I'm downloading it.
Yes, he's downloading. He's downloading and uploading.
Leon, I agree with a number of your callers and even the emailer in saying that this is, I mean, your free speech zone isn't, wherever, you are legally obligated to speak. This guy has free speech. He's a pinhead, in my opinion, but this is a squirrel moment, and we shouldn't all get all wee-weed up about, what he feels personally. Now, we should look at the fact that he is a huge Democrat donor, and we should also look at the fact that his bigotry bleeds over into housing and some of his properties that he owns.
Good point, and by the way, that's been brought up before. But we have a new name for the guy, Pinhead. Idiot Pinhead, whether they're racking up. Anyway, enough of this for today. We'll continue.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, friends, with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hillen. Welcome to a Monday edition of the program. All right, we're going to move on from the L.A. Clippers owner because we don't want to play our part in the distraction factor. We'll let the mainstream media do that and ignore all those issues, but it is a mildly interesting topic. We're going to pivot to a couple of topics that have been hot over the last week on What's on Your Mind. And start with the Burleigh County Sheriff, Pat Heinert, who joins us in studio today. Sheriff, how are you?
Good morning.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you guys.
So we're going to put you in that enviable position as a law enforcement officer of a hypothetical situation, which I know is sometimes no fun. But we had a lot of calls last week over the situation in Little Falls, where a homeowner that had repeated break-ins, sitting in his home Thanksgiving 2012, and in his basement, hears a glass break upstairs and footsteps and two intruders and says, here we go again. And now is on trial down by Little Falls, Minnesota for premeditated murder, partly because of a whole set of circumstances of shooting multiple times each of these individuals after it was apparent they weren't armed and also waiting 24 hours to report it. A number of our listeners called and said, hey, here's the deal. You enter my home, you suffer the consequences. And some other listeners said, you best have some law enforcement folks on so we know where the rules of the road are. So you're here today to help us try and, give the best counsel. As a general rule, folks have the right to defend themselves in their home, correct?
That's correct.
And when it comes to deadly force, where's the line?
Well, the line really is, it's so entailed. I mean, the section of the Century Code, and I'm going to give you the site so you know where to go look it up at, because it's like four or five pages long. So there's quite a bit here to read, and there's quite a bit to interpret. But so if you're ready to write this down, it's 12.1-05, and it starts at -01 and goes through several sections. But the main thing people have to remember is under 12.10507, and this is what it says under limits and use of force. And it says, an individual is not justified in using more force than is necessary and appropriate under the circumstances.
Right. So let's try and unpack that a little bit.
That's a whole discussion right there.
Right.
And what to do.
Because, for one, put yourself in the place of somebody. When I first heard this story, I empathized with the guy. I thought, my gosh, multiple break-ins. Here it is happening again. Well, of course, now we have the benefit of an audio tape. We have his police interview. We know the forensics of, how many shots and everything else. Even the story about the visual you have of, okay, here's the break-in. He's downstairs. The feet are coming down the steps. He doesn't know what he's facing. He doesn't know if he's going to be staring into the barrel of a gun pretty quick. So he shoots before he knows whether they're armed or not. But obviously, the circumstances now, at least in my mind, suggests that the guy is being appropriately charged here. But a lot of our listeners just said, hey, here's the rules. You enter my home, you die. But the point is, that's only if you can defend what you just said.
That's exactly right. You have to justify your means of force that you're using.
So how do you just walk us through a scenario like this? If you'd responded in this case, as law enforcement, You come onto the scene. How do you begin to sort of assess where that's at? You got to put a lot of those pieces of the puzzle together after the fact, don't you?
Yeah, we would conduct a full full-fledged investigation, just like we do a homicide investigation, because you got to either prove or disprove the facts of the case. And so we would just do an absolute homicide investigation the same way we do in this day and age right now.
What do you say to somebody who says, look, you enter my home, you know, you could end up dead?
The only thing we can really do is try to convince them to read the law and to look at the section I just read to you that you can use the force that's necessary. Because we don't want to get people in trouble for hurting somebody or, in this case, killing somebody that entered your home.
And ultimately, it's going to be up to a judge and a jury of your peers, probably, right?
Exactly. It's going to start in the state's attorney's office to determine if there's charges going to be pending. And then if there is, then it's going to go before the judge and probably a jury trial.
Right. I think the sentiment from folks to say, look, I want to be able to defend my domicile. The castle law was debated some time ago in the state legislature. And these very provisions were looked at and updated, weren't they?
Yes, they were. Yeah.
And what's different? What's new? Any additional guidelines there that give us a little clearer picture of it?
No, there's really not. And like I said, this is 5 pages long, typewritten. It's quite extensive. There's several sections in the chapter. The only thing we continue to recommend to people is if they really feel like they have to use deadly force and just in protecting themselves, you have the right to do that, but you have to identify why you did that. And that's the major factor in the whole law is you have the right to protect yourself.
And, again, a hypothetical. It's dark. There's somebody in my home that shouldn't be in my home. I've got a gun. I don't know what I'm facing. But I know that somebody's here that shouldn't be that broke in and could be a threat to me. I mean, is that, I guess at that point, I couldn't see whether they were armed or not?
Well, I think that's a reasonable cause. But, until you look at the totality of the facts of the case, you're not going to be absolutely sure. And that's where the whole justification comes in. I mean, we're going to have to do a complete investigation if we show up at your residence and you've shot somebody that's inside your residence.
Yeah, be prepared to defend why you did what you did.
Yes.
And adrenaline probably isn't going to cut you a lot of slack, right?
Well, adrenaline also gets you in trouble because I've also seen and read about cases where people have shot their own family members who snuck out of the house and snuck back in or trying to sneak back in. In the middle of the night. So, you got to really be careful in what you're doing.
And this is one of the reasons we want to have the sheriff on. Some listeners suggested this, but obviously we spent a fair amount of time talking about this week. And, you're planting seeds when you're doing that to say, what are the rules? What should be done? It's no easy situation by any stretch of the imagination. And I guess thankfully rare, right? You don't hear a lot about this in our part of the world.
Thankfully rare. And when people call me and ask me that specific question, I try to relate to them the training we put our officers through in deadly force encounters and scenario-based training and the amount of shooting we do and the amount of talking we do about it. And we're still not justified in every case across the country. As you can see, there's still officer shootings out there that are not justified across this country.
By the way, any questions and or comments for the sheriff, we're taking your calls off here today, and you just simply call 855-200-1776. When you call, you press 1, leave your message, got a comment, got an actual question for the sheriff, it's welcome. Same thing for Ron Ness, who will join us next hour. You can go ahead and get those questions in early as well. Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, great resource on the oil and gas industry in the state. So if there's any question you have on any topic, something you've read in the news, something you've heard, something we welcome your calls at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. So people will say, hey, Sheriff, what should I do? I mean, they literally come out and ask you that question?
Yeah, we get calls all the time, and people are asking in reference to this section of the law, what can I do, what can I do? And they're all trying to build it into a scenario-based thing, and that's where we have trouble answering those questions is because every scenario is not going to be the same.
But the bottom line is know the law.
Know the law.
And then be prepared to defend yourself in the law, whatever you end up doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But what I worry about is that people that do not, that end up in harm's way through no fault of their own, being handcuffed by the law. And that doesn't sound like it's handcuffing you. That sounds like if you are legitimately protecting yourself and can make that case, you're going to be okay.
Yes, in this section of the law, we're treating every individual in North Dakota the same, whether you're law enforcement or whether you're a private citizen. Because even if you're law enforcement, if you get involved in a deadly force situation, you have to justify what you've done and why you've done it.
Makes sense. By the way, Another topic that we want to ask the sheriff about is the proposed jail, combined Burley and Morton County Jail, that voters ultimately will decide on. A lot of informational sessions that are happening about those, which are a great thing for voters to learn about. If they go to one of these informational sessions, they can ask these questions. What information do you hope most gets out there? Is there any confusion out there? I hear a lot about the price tag. Folks saying, holy buckets, that's a lot of money. Are there other issues besides the price tag that are a concern for folks?
Well, I think the big issue that people need to understand is that currently between Burley and Morton County, we have a population, a daily average population of 229 inmates. And we only have 138 beds, total beds in Burley County, and 38 beds in Morton County. So we're way short of what we need for beds. The other thing people need to realize is we're a growing community, and not everybody that's coming into our community is somebody that we want in our community. So from a law enforcement perspective, we're trying to make sure that we keep this community safe. And that's the jail is one of the necessities we need to keep our community safe, in my opinion.
So without it, you go so far as saying you don't have the tools you need to keep the community safe?
Not all the tools, because some people just need to go to jail.
Well, where
that's
do they,
all it's to it.
Where, and right now it's a space issue?
Right now it's a huge space issue, and not only in the Bismarck-Mandan area, but almost across the entire western North Dakota right now.
What do you do when you don't have space for an inmate that you got to...
We've been transferring inmates to other counties, the Bismarck Transitional Center here in town. We've taken inmates as far as Cass County down in Fargo to house. And if we don't have any room, then we start looking at what inmates we have in there and who can get removed from our facility.
So that's where you get to a point where, I'd rather this person be behind bars, but I don't have an option at this point.
That's correct.
And then I would imagine the other locations you're using don't come free.
Yes, they don't come free. And we're spending about, between Morton County and Burley County this year, we're calculating we're going to spend about $600,000 just in housing costs. That doesn't count officers' times transporting back and forth to the other counties. Doesn't count gas, vehicle maintenance, those kind of things, overtime if we have to do it. And then on top of that, the city of Bismarck has inmates that do not come to the Burley County Jail. The city does not have their own jail. They bring just about all their inmates to the Burley County Jail, but if we don't have any room, there's certain inmates that just end up in municipal court that they have to deal with on their own. And that's another additional, somewhere in the neighborhood of almost $500,000 over the last 5 years they've spent.
What's the biggest objection you're hearing to this?
Well, of course, the biggest objection is 3 years ago, just about 3 years ago, well, a little over 2 years ago, we presented, but a little over 3 years ago, the study was done, and they came out with a $50 million price tag. And, of course, now the price tag is $69.9 million. But 3 years ago, that price tag did not include renovations of the current Burley and Morton County facilities and what we can use with those facilities. It was just walking away from them. It didn't identify what we could use for those. And both counties needed additional office space and additional space for courts and the sheriff's departments and the state's attorney's offices. And then in Mandan, of course, it's the police department, too, as well, because they're renting from the county over there. It didn't include that. It didn't include any land prep. To include sewer and water and electrical and
so
gas.
It's price tag related, not understanding that the price is up because you're doing more.
Yeah, I think most people understand that the jail is I like to call it a necessary evil. They realize that, we really don't want to spend this money for a jail, but we know that the jail is a needed thing.
The question is how much. And voters ultimately will decide yea or nay on this. More with Burley County Sheriff Pat Heiner, our guest on What's on Your Mind after this timeout. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You there, driving a rig. How goes it? With each passing mile, does it seem like you're leaving something behind? Like your future? If so, there's someone who wants you. Nuvera Environmental Solutions, formerly Power Fuels. We're in North Dakota, in the Bakken oil fields, the part of the country that's been in the news. Nuvera is making our own news. We're a company putting energy into sustainability in the oil fields. What does that mean? That means you can drive for a company that actually cares about the environment while caring just as much about your paycheck. Start with a generous signing bonus that's part of a commission-based salary. So the better you work, the more you make. Get amazing benefits, even for family members living out of state, along with healthy servings of our 401k program, flexible work schedules, and vacations. Drive smarter. Drive for Nuvera. Visit Nubera.com/careers or call 701-842-3618. That's 701-842-3618.
If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roltec electric system from AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side-locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle-free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
On your mind, one of our sponsors Mondays, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, $30 billion in economic impact, 60,000 jobs in energy security. What's not to like, folks? NorthDakotaOilCan.com to find out more about how all of that's happening, plus meeting the challenges of our oil communities as well in concert. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Check it out. Ron Ness will be here next hour from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Your questions welcome for him. We're taking our calls off the air today. We kind of miss bantering with you, but long story, little glitch at our world headquarters of What's on Your Mind with the phone line, so we have to take them off the air. But you still can have your say by calling 855-200-1776. Here's a question for our guest, the sheriff, joining us today, and go ahead and roll it.
From what I heard, that incident in Little Falls, those teenagers were executed and dragged out to the garage like a couple of dogs. A responsible gun owner would never do anything like that. And anybody that thinks that it's okay to execute a couple of teenagers, what if it was their kid that got off track and that happened too? And I am in favor of owning a gun and protecting one's home.
Thanks for the call. Burley County Sheriff Pat Heinert is with us today on the program. We're talking about the law in North Dakota, specifically related to defending your home and the situation in Little Falls, is why we're talking about it. And he's talking specifically about how these two teenagers were dealt with. He called it executing them. And obviously, after the first shot initially, both, I think, could be fairly, you know, given what we know of what's been in court, that was an accurate statement. We haven't asked you specifically for your view on what happened in Little Falls. Do you think this guy's appropriately charged here?
I'm going to wait for the court to make that determination, because that's what their responsibility is, and I don't want to weigh in on a case that's still pending out there, and create any undue unbiased on either side. I do have to agree with the individual, though, in reference to a trained, legitimate person who owns a gun has the right to own that gun. And there's no question about that, and I support that 100%.
Appreciate the call. Here's another one with a question specifically from a listener up in Ward County that has, you don't have that one, Todd?
Thought you said you didn't want that one.
No, I just did. It was a matter of which one I wanted when. Sorry.
Hang on. I'm getting it.
All right, this one is a caller from Ward County.
Hi, this is Mike and Maya. I had a question for the sheriff. Have they seen any of the Mexican cartel up in their area, and is it true that some of the Taliban have been sneaking in with them?
Wow, there's two doozies in a row. One, Mexican cartel. Any issues with that in Burley County?
We have gotten information that the Mexican cartel is attempting to make inroads into the North Dakota area. I don't believe we've confirmed any of that information, absolutely. We've made no arrests that we could directly relate to the Mexican cartel, but we can relate arrests that are tied pretty close, and we're getting closer through our drug task force across the state. So I don't think he's too far off base on that.
All right, Mexican cartel would be a well-organized drug operation, right?
Absolutely well-organized drug operation that ties directly into Mexico.
So when they say they're setting up operations here, why would they do that? Would they think they can hide better here? Do they see a bigger market here? What would
I think right now it's all based on market. Right.
But isn't that crazy? I mean, you know, in other words, obviously North Dakota is growing and a lot's happening and everything else, but if you compare North Dakota as an entire state to a huge amount of metropolitan cities, we're small potatoes.
I agree 100%. It's just that it's not really, North Dakota's not in anybody's real great control right now, so I think that's why they're looking at it, is it's a control factor for them.
So they think they can get by with more here.
Right.
Yeah. I bet you beg to differ, though.
I would absolutely beg to differ.
Yeah. How about this idea that the Taliban link in with them here?
That I have not heard at all.
Thankfully. Yeah. That's a bit of a strange one. All right. We're chatting with Burley County Sheriff Pat Heinert. Your questions or comments are welcome at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Over the weekend in Missoula, an incident happened that is grabbing some headlines as well that the listeners sent us. A Missoula teenager shot and killed in a Grant Creek garage early Sunday by a resident of the home. The name of the 17-year-old male has not been released by authorities. Homeowner jailed by Missoula police shortly after the incident. Police responded to a house shortly before 12:30 Sunday after receiving a report of a shooting. Officers found the male and female residents in front of the house with a 17-year-old male in the garage with a life-threatening gunshot wound. The male resident of the house reportedly found the intruder in the garage after an alarm went off, shot him with a shotgun. And police arrested and booked the individual in charge. So we probably are going to be hearing about this again. Now, in this case, he goes into the garage. Alarm trips, same thing. That's Montana, so it's going to be different, obviously a little different nuance to the law, but I guess we go back to your description here, right?
And we go back to the description again, and there it is. The individual was arrested, so I'm assuming pending the investigation by the police department out there, they felt the individual did not justify the means of what he did there.
And in this case, there was no indication, I guess, that intruder was armed. So again, now he'd have to answer the question, give me the line again?
It goes back to the line as in state law, and this is a direct quote from North Dakota law, Century Code, an individual is not justified in using more force than is necessary and appropriate under the circumstances.
All right, so there you go. A court and jury will decide that one. Sheriff, thanks for clearing all that up, putting a little plug in on the jail, and the vote is when again?
The vote is June 10th this year, and please get out and vote.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Sheriff.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Ron Ness, when we come back, your questions welcome, folks.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash, now open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and two heated bays. Do folks need to call ahead, Megan?
Absolutely not. It's first come, first serve, but please call us for wait times. Our phone number is 701-628-1550.
How's things going?
Very well. We've been getting busy now that spring has sprung. As you had mentioned, we are starting to get busier and busier every day.
The North Dakota Truck Wash on the truck bypass south of Senex, Stanley. Come on in.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now. And enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.